don't break bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Breaking Bad News on a fun place to be in. Mm-hmm.
It never is. I hate to break bad news, but guess what? It's a part of life. You can't always have happy times.
No.
So when you have to break some bad news, you should just call your girls, Krista and Trey Trey.
That's right. It is free, and we are here to help out our girl Sabrina this morning. Good morning, love. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
Hi, honey.
Hey, girl.
I'm all right.
All right, tell us what's going on.
Yeah,
so my boyfriend Dustin and I have been dating for 8 months now, and he's never introduced me to his family or friends.
Oh, that's a long time.
Yeah.
That is.
So it's really starting to get to me. Like, I don't understand why he hasn't introduced me to them. I feel like he's, like, hiding me away. Like, I've introduced him to my friends and my family, and we're 8 months down the line, you know? Yeah. And I feel like I don't even know that much about his life, like, outside of our relationship, because I haven't met these other people in his life. And I just really don't, I don't understand what's going on.
Wow. So that's, I would understand that's kind of hurtful. And you're kind of like, why are you embarrassed by me?
Right.
What's going on?
8 months.
No, it's a long time.
Yeah. And like, if we hit a year and, I mean, not even like, if we hit like 10 months and he still hasn't introduced me to anyone, like, I don't know if I can keep doing this because something's wrong.
Yeah. Okay. I would agree. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right, girl. So you're going to call to break the bad news and tell him what?
I'm going to tell him that if he doesn't introduce me to his family and his friends, like, in the next, month, that we're done.
Okay.
I get it.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. The holidays are right around the corner.
I mean, that is strange. Like, why I don't know any of your friends or family.
Yeah. He's hiding something.
He must be.
I bet he is.
Yeah.
Feels like it.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We're going to figure this out next. We'll play a song, and when we get back, we'll help you to break the bad news to Dustin, your boyfriend of 8 months. Listen, if you don't introduce me to your family, I'm out.
That's right.
We'll figure this out next with Chris in the Morning Rush, Breaking Bad News on 93.1 Jams.
Let us help you break bad news. Because let's face it, you never know when another person is going to go batshit cray all over your ass. We'll take care of you. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush, 93.1 Jams. It is another time for someone to give us a call because they're in need of help. And that is called, of course, Breaking Some Bad News.
Yes. So our girl Sabrina is on the phone. She has been dating her boyfriend for 8 months, but he hasn't introduced her to his family or friends.
Yeah,
so
it's awkward.
It's really starting to bother her. I mean, she's introduced him to her family and friends, and she just wants to know what the deal is. So pretty much she's going to call and break the bad news that if something doesn't change in the next month and she doesn't meet some of these people, I mean, she's done with it.
All right, Sabrina. So, honey, we are going to mute our line. You'll be able to hear us in your phone. Of course, though, when you call Dustin, he won't hear us, but then we'll eventually chime in to help you. OK.
OK.
All right, girl. Good luck to you.
Good luck.
Hello.
Hey, babe. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm just working from home. Look, I'm just going to start right with this because there's been something weighing on me and I just need to get it off my chest.
You okay?
Why is it that we've been together 8 months now and I haven't met any of your family? Like, I haven't even met your friends.
Ooh, to the point.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll be super honest with you. My family is they just drill me with so many questions. And, you know, in my past relationships, I've just always had a problem with my family and my friends. And I've just always been afraid if things don't work out, you know, I'm going to have to answer a bunch of questions from them. And it's just like, so frustrating even talking to my family and friends.
Okay, but babe, this is something that we got to work through. Like, if we're going to keep this relationship going and potentially spend the rest of our lives together, like, this is something that you have to work through. I have to know them, like, whether or not they have judgments about, like, your relationships or about you, like, they're your family, and I want to still know them. It doesn't mean that we have to spend all this time with them, but I felt like you're hiding me from them, like you were embarrassed of me or embarrassed of us or something.
I'm not embarrassed of you, I swear. it's just, I'm just trying to keep two worlds separate right now. And it's, you know, you don't understand them. They're like super nosy, and then they're just start drilling you with questions. And trust me, you're going to be to the point where you're not even going to want to talk to them either.
All right, let's break in.
Yeah.
Hi, good morning. Is this Dustin?
Hey. Hello.
Hi, yeah. Dustin.
Hi.
This is friends of your beautiful girlfriend of 8 months, Sabrina. This is Kristen Tracy. We're calling from Kristen the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. How are you?
I'm good. What is this?
Well, I think she's doing fabulous,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, she's doing great.
She called us to help her break this kind of bad news that you're on, the fact that she is not happy with the fact that you haven't introduced her to your family. I mean, every girl wants to be shown off to the person she's with's family, you know,
true.
And meet all the friends.
Yep.
But I can see where you're saying you have this issue with your family.
Yeah, I think my family are just, they're just naturally nosy, so they want the best for me, but they just overdo it, which turns around and it chases people away too.
Oh.
So that's why I kind of been hiding this whole relationship from them, because, you know, I really like my girlfriend and I don't want them to ruin it for me, if that makes sense.
Oh.
So when do you think you'll feel comfortable to introduce her? Because what if this leads to marriage?
Never.
Just hide her in the house. What if this ends up in marriage or moving in?
Yeah, there's going to be a point where I have to tell them.
Yeah.
But I just don't want them to, you know.
How old are you, Dustin? How old are you, Dustin?
Oh, I'm 27.
Oh, you are? Okay, well, you're still young. But
oh, yeah.
Listen, my man, this is your life. It is time that you stand up to your parents and be like, this is the beautiful woman that I love.
Yeah.
This is her name.
Right.
I'm going to bring her over.
Right.
I want you to cook a really fabulous meal.
Right.
And I don't want to hear any of your P's and Q's about any issues that I have in my life or prying into my relationship. I think you got to stand up and be like, it's time.
That's the thing. I agree. Like, the problem is, maybe this is a great situation for you to set boundaries. Because you hadn't in the past, so maybe this is a great opportunity to do that now and say, look, there are certain things that are not your business, you know.
Yeah. She's your queen.
Yeah.
She's your queen.
And I think she's going to support you in this. I don't think you would lose the relationship.
No.
Absolutely. And, I mean, can I at least meet your friends in the meantime?
Like, yeah.
We talk about them. But
meet their friends.
Yeah.
Take her out and meet your friends.
Yeah, take her out of the house.
Oh, my God. You poor thing. You poor girl. Like, we'll take you out.
Yeah.
We'll go find his friends.
We will.
Mm-hmm. Dustin, does that sound like something you can, you know, have a understanding with her about? At least with the friends right now?
Yeah, with the friends.
Yeah, I'll try that out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we wish the best of luck to you.
Yeah, we do.
And if you need new friends, we will get you some, Dustin.
Yeah. We can do it all.
We can do everything.
Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.